You're on Daf, Kuf, Yud, Gimel, Amid Beit. Amar Shmuel, this is when the lines start getting wide, this is by the Ches of the Ein Mishpat. Amar Shmuel, Dina de Malchusa Dina. It is such a concept of what the Malchus Paskins, so that it's a din. Amar Rove Teida. So Rove said, I'll bring you a raya that's Taka din. From Maiserav, the Kotli Dikli, the Malchus goes to Bikis, and they cut down the Kolim, the Goshri Gishri, and they make bridges out of these the Kolim, Vavrina Nalayu, and we walk on these bridges. Now, if the Dini de Malchusa would not be a Din, so that means they have no right to take the column from Eden and build bridges out of them. So it comes out, this bridge was made from stolen the column. So how are we allowed to walk over these bridges? We are being mishtamish with Gezel. Is a raya that dini the Malchus adine. Sagt der Gemara, Amalei Abaye, Abaye est Rove, what's the Raya, that Dine Malchusa Dine? Could be Dine the Malchusa is Lav Dine. They have no right whatsoever to cut down these Dekolim. The Dilma Mishum De Ayushi Lohu Minayu, maybe because the Bailam Amiyayish, that means, Einach Name, Meikar Adin, they have no Koyach, Meikar Adin, they have no Koyach to cut down the Dekolim. But the Bailam Amiyayish. So since the Bailam Amiyayish, so when you're going to fight the government, you can't fight the government. So Mamela, that's why we walk. Because the Yayish Luminayu Marayu. Amalei. So Rava answered Abaye, Eloi Dine the Machusa Dine Heichi Miyayish. So let us see, there's a Machlikas, Rashi and Tosfos. Shot in this Gemara. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Heichi miyayshi. Kloima. When Rashi says, when Rashi, the lashon of the Gemara is shver, so Rashi says, Kloima. Not Heichi miyayshi. Why are they miyayish? Mi have a yish. A yish kedi have it. It's yish alone. The Einkan Shini Rishus, there's no Shini Rishus, Shabashus Harabim Hain, Bishin, fine. Shabashus Harabim Hain. So there's no Shini Rishus. We have to understand what Rashi is saying, but let us just go further. Vishini Maise Nami Leka, Dahashta Nami Gubi Didikla Mikro. It's not called a Shini Maise, it's called, these are logs. Logs of a deckle, so it's not called a shini maise. So Rav is telling Abaye, you can't say it works out yish. Number one, yish kedi isn't koine, and it's not yish v'shini reshus. There's no shini maise also, Rashi ends up by saying, because it's not called a shini maise since the bridges are made out of logs. So let's just go to the second half of Rashi for 1 minute. The Sameach, the Chuvis, is Ma'ira, that this is a Mordik Mechudish de Karashi, that Rashi had a problem, maybe the government is kind of with Shini Maise. Now, the halacha that Shini Maise is kind of, we learn out from Heshiva, Sagzela, Shegozel, Kasha Gozel, the whole Chiyav HaShov is only if it's Kasha Gozel, if it's not Kasha Gozel, there's no Chiyav HaShov. By a goy b'chal, there's no chiyav ashove. By a goy there's b'chal, no din l'shem, there's no din of kinyin shinoi. So Rashi seems to say not like that. He says the whole din of kinyin shinoi will learn now from this pasuk of a v'heishiv, he brings by a guy that's no chiyuv v'heishiv. So they may be mamayni gabach, but no chiyuv v'heishiv. So how did Rashi know to say that Shini would be kind, and Rashi has to fa'emfer, it's not called a Shini Maisa. Heichi miyayshi. Hoyo lehem litvoya bedin eskol odom ho'ivrem alaya. So Taisva says, not the shad is, how does Yish help? Why are they miyayish? Why should they be miyayish? Ein lechanami, you can't fight the government. That means they should put up a toll booth by the bridge, the nigzolim, and every yid who comes by, they should say, hezachzu, there's my trees are there, my trees were cut, and between you and me, you know, dine mechusa lav dine. So you know, you're not allowed to go over the bridge. If you give me a toll, I'll let you go over the bridge. Why should they be miyayish? So what are you saying about you? I mean, they're miyayish because there's nothing what to do. The should is what to do. Just put up a toll booth by the bridge and you'll get money for every yid, el-chid that wants to go over the bridge. You'll ask money for it. So Taisus learns Pshat, and the Mashmois Aloshin of the Gemara is also like this, that who says the Miyayish? According to Rashi, the Chazainish is Ma'ira, the Loshin of Gemara is very shver. Maybe they were miyayish. So Rava says, heichi miyayishi. So what does that mean? That yush doesn't help? So the Gemara should have explained why it doesn't help. What was the svar of Abaye? What was the svar of Rava? Like this, the way Taisus says it's very good. That Abaye said they're miyayish because you can't fight to the whole, you can't fight the government. So Rava says, good, you can't fight the government, but you can go and collect tolls, so why should they be miyayish? Bekundus peyashaych miyayishi, kloima mihavi yish, viyish kediyu, v'leikoni, de'en kanchini reshus, shreihen munochim v'shus harabim, v'shini maisen ha-meleket, ha-shtanami, guvi dedikla mikri kedam alel ba-goizel kamen. I'd just like to mention two mahalchem. It would seem Taisus did not learn like Rashi. I mean, Rashi says it's not Shini Rishus. Taisus Vaisus holds it is Shini Rishus. We hold Yish is not Kaina. So what is the machlokes between Rashi and Taisus? So the Dvar Avraham wants to say, what is Pshat in a Rishus HaRabim? It's given over LaRabim. You can learn that given over LaRabim means that it's like Hefkel LaRabim. That means it's not it belongs to the tzibur. No, Rishus HaRabim means that everyone can use it. I mean, not that a yid has ownership in the bridge. Whoever, when a bridge is made for a rabbi, it doesn't mean that there's any ownership. This means it's Hefkel HaRabim, you're allowed to use it, but not that there's a personal ownership. Or you could say, a Rishus HaRabim means that Takia, this is a Rishus that belongs to the Rabbi. So it could be perhaps this was the Machlekes Abaye V'Rove, according to Rashi. Or this is the Machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. He says, could be Taisvis held, you are kind of with Yiyush, Vishini Rishus. And Taisus held a Rishus HaRabim is a Rishus Shel Rabim that belongs to the Rabim. So Mamela, they were kinda after Yush. So if there would be Yush, would Zicha help? And Rashi held that Rishus HaRabim means it's Hefkel Rabim. It's not that they have a personal ownership. That's one mahalach. there's another mahalach that Chazanish wants to say, that is zicher, shini rishus means when the gazlan is makna to someone else. That's called shini rishus. So the Chazanish says over here it's not a hakno that it should belong to someone else. It's a schus shimush. It's only a schus shimush, not a schus bailus. So he says, could be Taisvus held that to give over a schus shimush legabi that I'm permitted to use it is also a din of yish v'shini rishus. That means if the gazlan gives over the schus shimush that he has, he gives over to others, that's called yish v'shini rishus. Maybe that's what Taisvus held. Rashi held there's no such concept of yish v'shini rishus since it was not given over to belong to them, only for schusei shimush. So, Bekitza, we have a raya to Shmuel Dine the Malchus Adine, Rova brought a raya to Shmuel Dine Malchus Adine, a raya from Maiserav. Maiserav is that we walk on the bridges. Rekte Gemara Boholoi Ka'ovdi Kide'oma Malke. So the Gemara says, I feel you'll tell me that Dine the Malchus Adine, that is Dabke, if they do the way the government decrees. But these people who cut down the Tkolim, they don't do like the Melech said. Malka Oma Zilu Vekotlu Mikol Bagi. The Melech said you should go to each valley and you should cut down a deco from each valley. Ve'inu ozli ve'kotli michad bagi. They don't do that. They go to one valley and Lemaise, they cut down all the trees from one valley. So that's Adina de Malchuse. It's Weitergesel. So the Gemara says, Shlucha de Malke ke Malke. No. That what they're doing is 100% right. V'loi Torach, just like a melech is not matriach himself, so memela the shliach of a melech has the rights of a melech. They don't have to go to 200 valleys and cut one decal from each valley. They go to one valley and they cut all the decalim. Now what's the yoisha? V'inu avsid anavshayu. The boilu the inkad mikule bagi or mishkal dami. That means this valley who they cut from this valley they cut off 200 to kolim, they should now go to each valley and mon from the others give us the money. I mean they cut off 200 to kolim. We're not the only valley in the country. Well, Lamai said that the shliach melech cut all the kolim from our valley. But you have to understand, you have to pay us for these dekolim. The Dini de Malchus is not that she come from us. They cut it from us, but you have to now pay for the loss that we have. If they don't do it, the Amsidan of Shai. So that's their own hefsid, but the Malchus is doing the correct thing. The Trashi. Voloy ovdi shlichusa kidekama malke, vishtakach belav dini de malchusa. This is not the din amalchus, v'may obrinen alayus. So now we talk of a problem. Why are we allowed to walk over the bridge? Moses voloy torach, ein olav litroyach, velikach mize echad. The melech is not mechuyiv to go to each valley to chop down one bekel. Bago bika. Zokta gemara vaita. Omar ovid. Man de mishtakech bebei dori, pora monosa de malke. Now what does this mean? De mishtakech bebei dori, hoyu abo shutvin begoyrin. There were four shutvin begoyrin, veiviyu shloisha chelkon bebeisa, and three of the shutvin took their chelik from the goyrin and they brought it home. Varviyu nimtza begoyren. The fourth one, as yet, his tvua is still left over in the goyren. And now the tax collector comes. So the din is, pora monosa de malke bishvil kulam. So the tax collector can be can be taveya from him the taxes that all the three other shutrim would have to pay. L'chsheyovay chaveirov, and when his chaveirim come in yecholim loyma shalocha yivaloy shalom, they can't tell him, well, he took away your tefu, not our tefu. No, pshat is, that is the law. The law is, if in the geirim, there should be in the geirim, so whatever is left in the geirim, the tax collector takes what's equivalent to the taxes, and then later, the one that his tefu was taken away, he goes to the other three shutrim and is geirim from them. So therefore, vim gabi ze yisraelu shekonim in ha-melech ha-samas, ain't come mishum gezel, the dine de malchus adine. So if the gabai is a gabai, the gabai is a yid that purchased the taxes from the king, so he's allowed to do this. This is not called gezel. The dine, that is the din, you mon from one of the shutfim. Bim goy hu, mutaliknes mimeno, if he's a goy that purchased the tax, so you're allowed to buy from him this tefuah, and it's not called you're buying stolen goods. The Gemara says, "Vahani mili shutfim." This is dafke if these people are shutfim. Avol ari say, what if in the geirin was an orus, a sharecropper, which had no chelik in the karka, he was the one that worked on the field and got a percentage of the tefuah. Arisus Ehuda Kamafik, he only takes his chelek arisus. But this is not a, that what he has is not from, is not coming from the karke. That means he's just getting paid als worker. But he doesn't have a chelek in the karke. So therefore, the tax collector has no right whatsoever to mon from him because he's bechlal exempt from taxes. Arisu say mapik, what does Rashi say? The ain lo chelik begufi shel karka, the ain olof lifroye chelik balabayis, olin yizbun yilem is zavnina minay, so you won't buy from this tax collector, the gezlum asher not le minos, you have no right to take from the oz. Ba'omar of it, bar moso a bar moso ma'avet. Another thing, of dinin the malchus. So we're now in a sugi of dinin malchus. That what is the din if the tax collector comes and he comes to Reuven to mon taxes, either taxes from the karke, that which go in the karke, or kesef gulgoyles, each person has to pay a certain amount of money, and the tax collector comes to the city. And let us say there's a person in the city that skipped town the last. So Mamela, the tax collector came, and now he has no access to the money or the payers of this person who skipped town. So Rav said, "Bamosa abamosa ma'avet," that the tax collector is permitted to be memashkin, is permitted to be memashkin one yid who's living in the town, habamose on another yid. That means the other yid has to give X amount of money. He's not in town now. So I'm taking your money for a mashkin. And Yana Yid, when he comes back, he should be paid to the mashkin, give it to you. But it's called, he has the right to be mamashkin. That is midine de malchus. That the dine de malchus is the right to take a mashkin. Here he's not paying. This is different than before. He's taking a mashkin from one bar mosa on the taxes that the second bar mosa is mechuyib, and then when the second bar mosa comes back, he has to be paid to the mashkin. Now the Gemara continues. Vahani mili de bula ara v'kar gedahai shata. this is dafke, the taxes from this year. So memela, the tax collector comes for this year, he's allowed to take from one bar mosa, he's allowed to take to be mamashkin from his tfu and his money for the other bar mosa. Avo shata de cholef, but the previous year, hoyel v'yifayis malka cholef. For the previous year, since the melech was nispayis, so the previous year that passed, it's passed, and he can't take the taxes from the previous year. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi says as follows, Bamosa, Bamosa, Mavet, Rishus, Biyad Yisroel, Gavei HaMelech, Ve'Yisroel Zagal, L'mashkein, Ben Yir, Almas, Ben Yir, Chaveroi, Tidine, the Malchus, Adine. He says, he's allowed to do this, because that's Dine, the Malchus, he's allowed to be Mamashkein. Vahani, Mili, the bula ara maskarke shochal peiros shochal peiros maybe the kalge kesef gugoyles the shata da from this year avo shata the cholev cholev but from last year hoyel the hagabai kvar pora la melech kol kitzvo shekibol olav shana shavu. Umeyato hamas shaloi, beloy ein kayach lamashkein, es ze al chaveiroi. Now let us try to understand what Rashi is saying. Rashi is saying as follows. That if let's say the last year's taxes Tovshin Samach Dalet was not paid yet. And now the tax collector comes and he wants to be goyve the taxes of Tovshin Samach Dalet. And there is someone who was not in the shtot now, so he wants to be memashkin. He wants to be memashkin this person to he should pay for the Bar Mosa that is now not in the Shtot. So the Gemara says that he's not allowed to do. And Rashi gives an explanation. Here we're speaking about that a person purchased the taxes from the king, and the taxes of Tovshin Samach Dalet, whatever the king wanted to receive as a payment for the taxes, he got already. In Tovshin Samach Dalet, the king got his payment. Now, the rest belongs to the one who purchased the taxes from him. So this person does not have a koyach to be mamashkin, one bamosa al chaveri. So, on this halacha, the Rosh and the Shit Mekabetzis asks Akasha, he doesn't understand. That means the melech sold him the taxes with all the rights. So just like in year Tovshin Samach Dalet, the melech, if the gabai would come to this city, Tovshin Samach Dalet, so the gabai could be memashkin from one yid on another yid. So now so you're coming Tovshin Samach Hei, now the taxes belong to me, so I could also, all the schusim that the melech had, I have also, this I acquired. So Mamela, why can't I be Mamashkin? That's the Rosh's Kasha and Rashi. Therefore the Rosh is going to Santa Pshat. The Gemara says that the taxes are, if they caught you on Tovshin Samach Dalet, you have to pay. You didn't pay on Tovshin Samach Dalet, Tovshin Samach Hei, you don't have to pay anymore. You don't have to pay last year's taxes. That's what the Rosh wants to say. But perhaps it could be that Rashi holds that the Schusei HaMelech, that means that what a person purchase taxes, He purchased the taxes. That's what he purchased. He has a right to be gave the taxes. This din, that a melech can be memashkein, this is davke mischusei ha-melech, and this is a melech. Can do a melech, when a melech is gave, so he has a right to be memashkein. When a gabbai purchased the taxes from the melech, he's only purchasing the monetary value that he has the right to be gave the taxes. But the oifen, how to be gave the taxes, this Indian to take Bar Koche from one Bar Mose and another Bar Mose, this is not so. This is not Mischusei Amas. This is Mischusei HaMelech. The Melech does not have to wait around and send again a Gabbai till this person will come back in the city. So this is Mischusei HaMelech that he could be, that those who live in his city, he can be Mamashkin one on another. But if someone purchases the tax from him, so the taxes belong to him. But the Schusi HaMelech does not go over. This is not Mischusei HaMas, this is Mischusei HaMelech. Perhaps that's the Svar of Rashi. V'omar Rove, Hani de Dairi Dori Besoy Chatrum. Hani de Dairi Dori Besoy Chatrum. What does Rashi say? The Dairi Dori Goyim, Shiesh Lam Behemes, Umezablim Mehem Sodois Bishar. They were Goyim, and their business was that they used to fertilize fields. How did they fertilize fields? They had Behemes, and they used to bring in their Behemes into the fields, and then they stayed there for a couple of days, and that was their job. That's how they used to fertilize the fields. Fine. But these were goyim, they had flocks of their own behemoths. So if these goyim who have these flocks live besoichatrum, that means their flocks are close to the flocks of the Eden, also likach mehem. You're not allowed, if you want to buy a behemoth from them, this is a rashi and Chanel to buy a behemoth from them. My time, mishum de ma'al ve chiyuse de mose bahadayu. Because, lemaisa, they have behemoths, so it could occur that some of the behemoths of the Eden mingle together with these behemoths. Seems you have a lone behemoth and he sees a whole flock of behemoths. He goes together with these behemoths. And when the goy takes back his flock, so is Nisraba given the flock a little bit. I mean, the goy is not from the Medagdikim B'momin, so he takes them, Baruch Hashem, so he has another behemoth. So Lamaise, in the behemoths that they have, you have to know there are some stolen behemoths also. Or we have to be chayish that they're stolen behemoths. Let's see what Rashi. That's if it's seichatchum. So if they are beseichatchum, so their behemoths are beseichatchum, so the behemoths of the Eden could mingle together with their behemoths of the goy. Chutz l'tchum mutalikach mehem. If these goyim, their behemoths are chutz l'tchum, so then it seems we're not chayish that the behemoth of a yid mingled into, together with their behemoths. It's a distance, chutz l'tchum. So don't have to be chayish that there's some Yiddish behemoths there. Mutar likach mehem. Omar ravinim hoya bailam aradfim achreim. But if the bailam amaradf achreim, they live chutz l'tchum, and the bailam are chasing them, they say, you have my behemoth there. So l'chutz l'tchum also. That means even the bailam did not bring any proof whatsoever that his behemoths together in their flock, but we have to be chayish already, and therefore you now to buy from these goy. Let us see what Rashi says. The dairi dori goyim shiyesh lam behemoths mzavlam sodis bischa or selikim hem behema. Not allowed to purchase a behema from them. Shemo nischabro im behema yseya. Maybe it became nischabro with their behemoths, shall Yisrael, a behemoth of a yid. Vishal Bnei Yisraelu. And so it could be I'm buying now from a goy, could be I'm buying a Yiddish Beheime. So Mamela, we're not allowed to buy from them. The Rashba asks Amar de Kekasha and Rashi, doesn't understand Rashi, he says, why shouldn't you be allowed to buy from them? L'chera roiv of the behemoths, agayish behemoths. But I'm claiming maybe it became mingled in their flock, kapsa yiddish behemoth also. So because of that, you can't say that you're not allowed to buy from them. Therefore, he has a whole different shot. Let us go further. Machiz rove v'teima ravune v'salkin la'ilo d'nochsin l'sato. This was Achrozet. All the Yidden who are going up to Yisrael are coming down to Babel. Hai Bar Yisrael, the Yoda Sadusa the Goy. A Bar Yisrael who knows Eidus for a Goy. Va'osu va'asid lei bedine the Goyim a Yisrael Chavre. That means like this. A Goy took a Yid to court. A Goy she court. And there's a Yid who knows Eidus for the Goy. Let us be Megashim Dinyin. He says, the Goy said to the Yid, I lent you $100. The Yid said, I never lent you $100. And the Goy calls over another Yid, you saw when I lent him $100. You come to court to be made that I lent him $100. And he goes and says, Eidus. No, and the Goy asked him to say Eidus. He said, Eidus. Is Meshamtina like, we put him in Chayra. Why do we put him in Chayra? My time, eh? The Inu Mavki Mamoine Apume Dechad. Because by the Goyim, when one Eid says Eidus, they believe him already. They believe him. And now they're gonna, their court is gonna paskin that the Yid has to pay the Goy. And halachically, he has no namonis, and Eidecha doesn't have a namonis to make him, that there should be mechuyiv to pay. So Memele, he's saying Eidus, he's being mechayiv the Yid, shalei alpidin, and Eidecha doesn't have a namonis. And if their courts paskin that we believe you, and will be mighty momin, so that's called a mosor. That's called a mosor, that means he is through what he's saying, he's making that they're going to take mom and shaloi kedin. I feel the feedback of. I mean, I feel he said there was a war, but they're taking mom and shaloi kedin. Agavuch, let us just maybe deviate for 1 minute. There's a merdek ma'isa with the Chafetz Chaim. No, the Chafetz Chaim brings down from the goyin. There's a ma'isa. The goyin was once riding in a wagon, and. This Balagola, Yiddish Balagola, the Balagola got a little, I think he fell asleep, and the wagon went into a field, a Goyish field, and then it was mazik, some of the vegetables that were growing there, and the Goy saw this, and the Goy came out with a stick or something. And he was under the impression that the Goyin was the Balagola, and he started beating up the Goyin. You destroyed some of my parents. So the Goy told over to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, his first impulse was to say, listen, I'm not the Balagola, it's not my fault. What are you hitting me? But then he realized he'd be a mosso. That means if there would be a dion to pay, that's one thing. So he's mechuyiv to pay you for it. He's not mechuyiv to get klep. That means if the guy is going to know now that this guy is the balagola, so he's going to beat up the balagola. The balagola is not mechuyiv klep. So he said, if I would have been a mosso and all my Torah and all my mitzvahs wouldn't help me anything, I forgot what Oynish he said he would have gotten. So he was happy that Baruch Hashem, he caught himself in time, and he got the clap on this world. Al Kaponim, so here the Gemara says, this person is a Moso. If he's saying Eidus, he's a Moso. We'll see. Avo betray, but what if there's two Eidim? The two Eidim are coming to say that they saw how he borrowed money. No, two Eidim a neman to be mighty mamet. Now, before we go further, there's a meiradike taisvis over here. Let us see the taisvis. Le'amorin ella chat avo betreiloi. Trei, we won't put in cheirem, that's for sure. Ve'im taima, frek taisvis a meiradike kashe. Vole'el shori lav koi salvo. We learned that you have a choiv to a goy, you're not mechuyiv to pay. Ve'im keim afsidin oisei harbe. So that's also shaloi kedin. That means the court is going to be mighty moment, and me ikaradin, of course, of was mutter. We had if there's no chilul Hashem, but al kaponim, but me ikaradin, it's, vim came af sida no yisei habe, shima yeroitza yocha lichpel. He could have been kaifer da halvo, and now because he could have been kaifer da halvo. Yeshloim with the mikol mokim, loim yisham tinelei, Kiven she'enei mishalem al yodom elama she'chayev loy. So Taisus says, Amor de Kezach, that from here we learn out, we had once mentioned in the big araya from this Taisus, that what of course alvo is mutter by a goy, that means, like this, is an issa. If you borrowed money from someone, you have to pay back. By a goy, there's no chiv to pay back. But it does not mean you don't owe him. You owe him, but there's no chiyuv to pay back. What'll be if the guy will be megayer himself? So since there is a chayv, now he's chiyuv to pay back. But havkosavo is mutter. Mutter means that there's no issa. Havkosavo is mutter. That means there's no issa not to pay. He won't burn in Gehenna for not paying back. Because it's not over an issa. So Taisva says, yeah, amir likabot. So Taisva says, if two Edom came and said, that he owes the money, in best they'll be goyva the money from him. They weren't mafsid the yid. The yid taka owes him. The yid taka owes him. He it's mutter for him to be goyva. He's not even aveir, but there wasn't mafsid the yid. So he's not called a mosso, so you won't be menada them. That's what Taisa says. Avo betrei loy. V'chad nami loy amoron elo bedini de magiste. That is davke bedini de megist. Let's see what Rashi says. Apum edachad, the nimtzeh sheiv sidoi shaloi kedin. He says, their court is moitzi momen with an eidechot, so by saying, hey, this is mafshet shaloi kedin. The megisto b'nei kfar, she'ein yoidin or she'ein makpidin lodin b'mishpat. So they are moitzi momen with an eidechot. Let's go further. Avo, back in the Gemara, the third line, Avo beidavo, but if, but a court from the government, not an official court, Indunami achad mumsishodi, by the official courts, they also only are machayev shvua by one aid. So memele, so then there's no isel to say, there's no isel or kaponim, there's no shamte if one says edis, because they're not doing anything wrong, they're not being mafsed to them. The kert, swear. What does Rashi say? Chad amum sishodilei, al pi edechot, ein mitzi moment. Ava machayvim baldin shvua, lahakrishayt, kedin teire. So memele then, there's no shamte. Loshanach de meguste, not the megiste de meguste, anasim v'donim bechazoke, gmoyosu gozoi v'komochilei, srisim oimdom lirdeisach bechazoke. Al kaponim, a different shot, and there are courts, there are anasim who do not go up here. So it comes out that of an official court, which is not Mechayev momen apiedecho, there's no shamte. Omar Ravashi ki avine bei Ravune iboilon, odom choshuv de somchi aleike beitrei, an odom choshuv that the court is somchi aleike beitrei, is mafki momoina apumei, so there'll be mafki momoina apumei, below iboile la sudi, I do make you odd mechoshev who lay motzi mishtamitlu umotzi lasudi teiku. So the Raivit says Pshat in this Gemara as follows. We're talking about an official court. Now the official court, if you look at the laws of the court, and Eidechot is only Machayev Ashur. That's what it says, the laws. But you have over here an Adam Choshev. You have a Yid, an Adam Choshev, which the Goyim respect, and this person is he says something. By the court alone, his edus is like trei. By them, it's like trei. So they come over to this person and they say, "We want you to say edus." So he'll tell them, by us the law is that one aid can only be mechayev shvur. They say, "Oh, well, by us also the same law." I mean, that's the law. We'll show you that's what it says in the books. But it could very well be that that's the law, but then they won't show him there's a sifkotn over there. But if we think that this person is will never say a lie, we're able to be mighty mumin with this eidus. That's a sifkotn and their laws over here that they don't show. So memela, so the shaila is like this. What should an Adam Choshev do? An Adam Choshev, he knows they might be Maitzi Mamin. So Memele, so he shouldn't say Eidus, because they might be Maitzi, but he doesn't have an Amasla, he can't Taina with them, because they're Taining, what are you talking? That's the law, Neidechad only Mechayev Ashur. So he doesn't have an Amasla, he doesn't have a way, he can't be Mishtamet from them, he can't tell them anything. You'll be maximum. They tell him you won't be maximum. What Lemaisa they're going to do, he doesn't know. Or maybe Taka they won't do anything. Maybe the Taka tell him the truth. Maybe they'll only be Mechayev Shvur. So we're talking about Koidem Amaisa. Is he allowed to say Eidus, yes or no? Could it be Seimach on the law without the Hagos that, or the Pirushim that they're Moistav on the law? And Memel is allowed to say Eidus, or maybe no, he has to be afraid that they might be Maitzi Moment, so take it. Zog the Gemara weiter. Amar Ravashi, Hai Bar Yisrael, the Zogan Lei Aro Le Goy, Amitzre the Bar Yisrael Chavre. That means like this, that you had two Shechinim, Reuven and Shimon. You have two Shechinim, Reuven and Shimon. Now, Reuven went and sold his karke. They're living very happily together. Now, Reuven goes and sells his karke to a goy. Now, all of a sudden, Shimon is going to have a goyish shochet, which is not a very comfortable matzav. So Ravashi said, Mishamtinulay, for this action, what Reuven did, we put him in chayav. My time is, Moses, what did he do so wrong? He was eivalt the din of bar metzre. The halacha is, if a moicha wants to sell a karka, you should sell it so his next door neighbor has first rights to purchase it. Let's explain these two dinim for 1 minute. Let's explain the din of bar metzre, and then we'll come to these two dinim. The din of bar metzre is, you have Reuven and Shimon living next to each other, and Reuven sells his karke to Levi. So the din is that Levi has to sell it to Shimon. That's the din in the bar metzre, but he says, Yosheb HaTov, you should not have bought this karke. If Shimon wants this karke, he has first rights. You bought it, you sell it to him. That is the halacha. That is the din of the bar metzre. But, now but let's talk another case. Levi comes and buys a karke from a goy. The buys a karka from a goy. Then Shimon can't tain it, Levi. Why did you buy the karka? I'm a bar mitzvah. If I buy from a goy, there's no tain to buy, but who says the goy would sell it to you? I bought it from the goy, so I'm a mele. If the goy is the meicher, so I'm a mele, you don't have a tain why I went to buy. I know the goy will sell it to me. Who says he'll sell it to you? Zovan Ligoy. What if he sold it to a goy? Is another. So there it says as follows. So there Rashi explains in Bab Metzia, the Yisoid Adin of Din of the Bar Metzia is an Issa on the Lekeach, not on the Meicha. The Lekeach, what right do you have to buy this karka? There's a Shochan next to it, and if he needs it, he's, because it didn't Basisa Yosheva type. So the Tviya is on the Lekeach. Let's see Ketviya. And the Meicha, there's no Tviya, because the Meicha says, I have to be doig about the Shochan, and what if I want to live here myself, so what's with the Shochan? The Meicha is not Mechuyev to be doig about the Shochan. Because since it belongs to the Meicha, the Yisayid Achiv is not on the Meicha, the Yisayid Achiv is on the Lekeach. And if the Lekeach is a goy is even not Mitzuvi in Vasisa Yoshevatoi. So the Gemara asks, so why do you put him in Cheirim? There's no din of din of the Bar Mitzvah. V'zovin legoi, lekem ishim din of the Bar Mitzvah. So Mo says, Ella damrinelei arboisli arya amitzvoy. There's a different taina, not din of the Bar Mitzvah. The shochen is a taina, you just brought an ari, a lion, and you made him my next door neighbor. That means, very nice, there's no din of bar mitzvah, but it's considered by this mechire, you by bringing in a goy as my next door neighbor, so you brought in an ari for my next door neighbor, so who knows what a zekis I'm going to suffer because of this mechire, is mishamtinelei ad the kobolelei kolunse dosi machmose. Pick out, you wanted to sell it, gesunte hate. But you have to be mekabel every hezek that I will have for my new goyish neighbor, you have to pay for. If you do that, fatik, then we'll take off the cheirim. But you have to guarantee that you're going to pay for all the hezekis that will come to this neighbor. And and here we have a mer diketaisus emra ben etam ben edavke kshe Yisrael loitzel liten loike moishe noisen lehagoi. They both want to give the same price, so then there's a taina why you sold it to the goy. Avol magoi roitzel liten lo yoiser ein lahavsid bishvil kain. The ritas loshen ataisus would seem that even the goy is overpaying him. There's also a din of Ein Lahavsid Bishvil Kain. I think that the Rosh holds that if the guy was paying more than it's worth, you should sell it to the Yid. There's no, that's not called you, he's Mavsid you. Zogt the Mishnah weiter. Notlu Moichsin Es Chamoire. Now, these Moichsin, we're speaking about Moichsin who are not they took what they were not entitled to take. Notlu meichsin es chamoiroi, v'nosnu loi chamoirach. They took his chamoir and they gave him a different chamoir. He's starting to scream, don't worry, we'll give you a different chamoir, and give him a different chamoir. Now there's different chamoir. Where did this different chamer come from? They took a different chamer from another person. So the chamer that they're giving him is a stolen chamer. Not least him as ksusoi, but not like ksusa cheres. Arei elu shaloi, mibnei shabailim, misyayshim mehem. So the new chamer, the new ksus belongs to him. Because the Bailam are Miyayish. Zogt Rashi, Harei Eilu Shaloi, the Mistomen is Yayishu a Bailam Miyad. That means when the Listim or the Moichsim took away the chamor or the ksus and mustoma, they were miyayish. The koneinu hayech biyush v'shini rishus. So he's kind of biyush v'shini rishus. That is pshat ar'elu shaloi. Hamatzu min hanoho, case number two. Hamatzu min hanoho, that means there was a flood, and the person was matzu. Oy min hagayis, oy min halistim, that means listim stole something, and he grabbed it away from them. Is im nishyayishu abaylam, ayo shaloi, abaylam amiyayish, Arayelu Shaloi. It belongs to him. Now this is a stira to the Reisha. By the Reisha it doesn't say atnai im nishyayishu abaylam. No, I assume that the baylam were miyayish. In the Sefer it says, if I heard that the baylam were miyayish, Arayelu Shaloi. Let's see what Rashi says. Im nishyayishu abaylam, the shamin and the iyayish. The Omru Veilach Asorinkis. Avo Stomeloi. Stome, I can assume by listim that they were Miyayish. Vekoshe listim de Seifa alistim de Reishe. Vegmore Porich. Vegmore Estes Kashe. Meshani lo Chode belistim Goy vechodem belistim Yisroel de Miyayish Mestome. Marisu de listim. By listim Goy, some mistama, they'll be able to take it away from him. They don't need so much proof and so many rayas. Some amela, he's not miyayish. By listim Yisrael, you need edim and thus, and who says he'll get all the proof, so he's miyayish. So the Reish is speaking by the listim Yisrael, and the Sefer is speaking by the listim Goy. Of Hakel. Yeah, yeah. Reish is being by the listim Yisrael, so he's miyayish, and the same is being by the listim Goy. V'chein nechil shel dvoirim. A person had a whole bee colony, and they left. They left his hives. They left them. Now the shayla is, can someone else be kind of them? Im nishayishu areelu shaloi. If he was miyayish, I heard he was miyayish, so then someone else can keep it. Fine. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, and then if not, so you have to return it. Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike, the menes ishoi koten loyma mikan yotzo nechilze. If a person wasn't miyayish, we find a bee colony that entered someone else's property, and I'm clearing where it came from. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Breike says an isha koten on nemon to say that it came from this property, and you have to return it to him. Another din about bee colonies. Mahalech b'seich soda chaveroi lahatzulas nechilei. That means if my bee colony went into someone else's field, I'm allowed to go into his field. And without reshus, I have my bee colony there. I'm allowed to go in the field to take back the bees. Vim hizik, and if by going into the field he stepped over some things, or is mazik differently, mishalim mashe hizik, then he has to pay for the hizik. Avolayoketz esoich al manas litain es adomin. But let's say all the bees settled on a branch, and if we'll cut off the branch, will have an easy time to bring back his bee colony. He's not allowed to do that. Rabbi Shmuel ben Yosher Rabbi Yechem ben Breikoimer av koitzitz v'noisen es adomim. He's allowed to koitzitz v'noisen es adomim. He's allowed to cut down the branch and will pay him for it. Zogt Rashi, Nechil Gdut, Lo yokitzes asoicha, nishashvu dvorem asoiches ilan, v'yore litlon achasachash, lo yivruchu, lo yokitzes asoicha, lo ilichon kulam biyachad, v'afilom enas, liten domim.